This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We've got on the phone our next guest. We've got Tom Mosby, who is part of the Koori Heritage Trust, and here to talk about an exhibition that's on there. But before we start off, welcome to the show, Tom.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I say very, very disappointed, David, that we're not playing Miss Celine this afternoon.
Well, I don't choose the music. That's Neil's.
Yes, I must admit, Tom, I'm sorry. I don't let David go anywhere near the music selection on this show. So now we, Tom, before we start about the exhibition, now if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you got to be involved in the Koori Heritage Trust and in the arts in general.
So originally I'm from up in Queensland. I originally trained as an art restorer, conservator, worked in the Art Gallery of Western Australia, then came here to the NGV, the National Gallery, back in the last century, 1989, I think it was, when I came to Melbourne for the first time, and basically practiced as an art restorer for quite a few years, then did a bit of a career change and went into the law, practiced as a lawyer for another 10 years or so, and then moved back into the cultural sector. My partner at the time was director of the Queensland Art Gallery, and I went back into, and I started working at the State Library of Queensland when my partner got his appointment back here at the National Gallery of Victoria. We moved back, and that's when the role came up with the Koori Heritage Trust. So it was quite fortuitous at the time.
Yeah. So Tom, tell people what the Koori Heritage Trust is.
Yep. So it's an arts and cultural organisation. We're located in Federation Square in the Yarra Building.
Yep.
Basically set up in 1985 as a means of supporting, promoting and celebrating Victorian Aboriginal communities and people.
Right. And it's doing such a great job. I love going there. The exhibitions you do are great, and it's such an important part of the Indigenous community. But can I just actually also point out that you're involved in an exhibition that happens in Cairns as well. Is that right? An exhibition that sounds amazing.
I also chaired the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair.
Right.
If that's what you're referring to, an event that we have every year around June, July. And it's a celebration of Queensland artistic output from the Indigenous communities in Queensland.
Right. And it's held at the Ports building. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Which my nephew is the chair of the board.
It's a very... very sort of interesting connection there.
Yes, absolutely. Now back to the Koori Centre, because you're doing a great job there, Tom, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And tell us what's this exhibition that's happening, because it is so cool. It's awesome.
Yep. Look, our current temporary exhibition is called Deadly Narratives, and it's basically looking at collection highlights, so highlights from our collection, and particularly material that we've collected in the past 5 years. We actually moved to Federation Square in 2015, and it's really sort of reflecting and surveying the collection that we've bought during that period.
Fantastic.
And it's actually, yeah.
And what can people expect when they come to see this exhibition?
Yeah. I think the key thing is really it's looking at what is being produced here in Victoria and the range of artistic talent that we actually have here in Victoria in the Indigenous community, and it's really celebrating that. And I think for us, it's actually about showcasing what we have, and also the difference that we have down here from other communities up north as well.
What do you mean by that, Tom? You know, the differences?
Yeah. Look, I think most people have, or a lot of people have preconceived idea of what Aboriginal art is, and that is basically based on the sort of Central Desert dot painting style, or Northern Territory, the bark paintings in the Northern Territory, whereas there's very separate design aesthetic down here in Victoria, but also contemporary art as well. The contemporary artists are producing is quite interesting.
And Tom, sorry, I was going to ask you, now you said this collection, this exhibition is made up of your permanent collection of what your things you've acquired. So when as part of the Koori Heritage Trust, I'm assuming that you're involved or at least consult, you know, in the piece that you acquire, is there some sort of you know, criteria you use, like you mentioned before, obviously, about things? So are you looking for pieces that are relevant to Victoria and the community in the Koori community here, or the styles? I mean, can you just explain a little bit about that?
I think for us, it is really looking at what is being produced here in Victoria. We've actually been collecting since 1985 when the organisation was first set up. And so for us, it is really about showcasing the range of talent that we have. So it's looking at emerging artists, and particularly looking at new and emerging artists, and supporting those artists by collecting them into our collection and giving artists an opportunity that they may not necessarily have, especially if they're just new and emerging. But we also look at mid-career and established artists as well.
And Tom, the one thing that I find when I go there is how, you know, like it is sometimes very contemporary, your exhibitions, aren't they? They're not the obvious, as you said, it's not the dot paintings, it's not the bark paintings, although they can be there, but it is quite contemporary, the art, which, yeah.
Yep, it is. And I think what you also see coming into the trust, because for us it is really about reflecting the fact that there is a community here in Victoria. It's a living community. It's a living culture that we have. Because, again, people, when they think of Aboriginal Australia, they automatically assume that the communities are all up north, where, in fact, we actually have a very large living community here in Victoria itself. And so for us at the Trust, it is about reflecting that.
Yeah. And how hard is it getting to know? I suppose because you've been doing it for so long, is finding the new up-and-coming artists, or do they approach you? How does it actually happen, Tom?
We do, I mean, it's a range of sort of working with artists, keeping an eye on who's producing or what is being produced out there. For us, it's also also consulting with the community, and it's really sort of working with the creative artists that we know through our network and supporting that.
Yeah. Tom, we actually interview a few times a year because they seem to exhibit a fair bit. The Torch, which is within the sort of people who are in jail and they take them on a journey to become artists. Are you involved with them at all? You know, like, do you go and look at their art? And
yep, we're separate to the Torch,
of course,
but we also have a good working relationship with the Torch, because at the every year we present at the end of the year our Koori Art Show, which is an open award exhibition. We put the call out; anybody can actually enter that exhibition, Indigenous from the community. And it's 17 years and over. And the Torch and their artists, they actually provide us with material as well for that exhibition.
Right, fantastic. So, you know, the collection, you said it's been around for a long time now. You know, like, where do you draw the line? You know, like, do you all of a sudden get to a stage where we can't fit any more in, the shed's full? You know, like, or isn't that a problem?
Look, I think for us it is, I mean, of course, the physical space to be able to store our collection properly is always a priority. So we're always aware of that. But of course, I mean, art is being produced all the time, and so yes. it will always continue to yeah. be a growing collection, a living collection as yeah. well.
And also the sheer fact, you know, like the, your partner is heavily connected with the NGV. Do you actually, you know, like put the lean on him a little bit and say, you should be representing this artist, or do you stay totally away from what the NGV is doing?
Look, I think, I mean, from my perspective, it is working with the NGV. It's also, I mean, we have a good relationship with the museum as well.
Yep.
And for us, it is really about going, okay, you know, that fantastic Indigenous art department at the NGV, that department has collected fantastic, and there's a great collection yep. Of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art from around the country. Mm. Where I can actually influence is about saying, look, can we actually look at what has been produced in Victoria and supporting our Victorian artists yeah. at the same time.
And yeah, like, and exhibitions like the brilliant triennial that's on at present, yeah, like, and there's all that. And I was actually speaking to somebody yesterday that mentioned about that room with all the beautiful blue Indigenous yep. art. It's
yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the beautiful works there.
Yeah, yep. and so different, isn't it?
It is. It yeah. is. But also, one of the exciting part of Triennial is when you walk into the NGV displayed in the foyer.
Yes.
Is a net with yep. feathered flowers,
yeah.
And that artist, Glenda Nichols, is somebody we've worked with in the past,
yeah.
And she's exhibited at the Trust,
right.
And we were quite pleased that we were able to work with the NGV and suggest them to the NGV, and then they picked up on yeah. Glenda
yeah.
To commission her for the triennial, which yeah. is fantastic.
And I chatted to her the other month when I was doing the show, in lockdown by myself, for Sunday.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Arts just and the story that she told, how she was making this net, which is so beautiful, and it's a net to go in the water, and there it is at mm-hmm. the water wall, and she was telling me that when it was hung, she had a dinner underneath it, you know, like, which is a beautiful story in itself.
No, I was at that dinner, and I was quite it was a privilege to have actually been there and listening to Glenda, because she gave a talk during dinner.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic, sitting under the net, having dinner with the artist and celebrating Victorian Aboriginal art and yep. the artists as well.
Yeah. Now, so you're in Fed Square. Now, mm-hmm. where exactly are you? You know, like, sort of with, you know, like, the railway station behind you, you're yep. off be over to the right, aren't you?
We're to the right. So we're a standalone building. It's called the Yarra Building. We're yep. actually wanting to change the name from the Yarra Building to the Birrarung, which is the traditional name of the Yarra.
Yep.
But when you walk up Federation Square from the station, we are on the right. And I really welcome people actually visiting us.
Yep, absolutely. And you've got to, because, you know, the exhibitions you do are so good. And so check it out. And Tom, it's, as you said, it's on now. And when does it run to?
So it's currently on. It finishes on the 13th of May.
Right.
People have time to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's it called again, Tom?
Deadly Narratives, Recent Collection of Highlights.
Okay, and we're not playing Celine Dion, so tough luck.
You have to hold out for another week.
Tom, a pleasure talking with you, as always.
Great, thank you.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Tom Mosby here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.